Hello and welcome to the Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week we'll be hearing from the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance, taking you beyond the numbers and the hype and getting to the heart of the big issues of the day. This week we're building on last week's edition on sustainable and impact investing as we look at business with impact and unpack a white paper from the UBS Wealth Management CIO that explores how corporations are increasingly seeking to boost their positive impact on society alongside growing their commercial returns. Our experts will explain why this recalibration is far from straightforward. Businesses cite a whole host of factors and obstacles in the way of putting profits and societal returns on a par. We'll set out a bit of a primer for business on how best to amplify positive financial and societal impact. We start with Simon Smiles, UBS CIO for Ultra High Net Worth in Zurich. Last week on our programme, we were talking about sustainable and impact investing, and we actually heard from you because we had some audio from the sort of global roundtable in which you were a participant. This week we're changing focus to sort of corporate social responsibility, but I wonder, are there sort of bridges between these themes? How do they kind of interact and overlap? Is there a sort of a broader context for all of this?
I think there is. You know, the traditional corporate social responsibility was looking at managing social and environmental risks to protect profits. And I think as that approach evolves from a corporate social responsibility to an approach which is targeting corporate societal outcomes in addition to financial outcomes, or if you will, business with impact, the parallels to impact investing, I think, are quite profound. So again, this concept of moving from sustainable investing to impact investing, and in the corporate sense, moving from corporate social responsibility to targeting explicit corporate societal outcomes.
And so maybe you can tell us a bit about the companies themselves then. How easy is it, or how difficult maybe is the better way of putting it, to transition from existing approaches, which are about maybe mitigating certain risks, managing certain risks, to this more active kind of approach, which, you know, obviously it's sustainability there, you know, goes to the heart of the matter. Is it a question really of a mindset shift and for companies to look at it as an opportunity rather than a challenge? How would you describe it?
I think it is a mindset shift. It's about, again, moving from this concept that societal and environmental factors need to be managed as risk factors to protect profits, to trying to embrace positive societal outcomes and environmental outcomes to actually help drive profits. And aligning a business interest with societal interests, I'd argue, is the best way of decreasing the risk to future profits. But again, being able to actually tap into growing sources of demand from millennials, from female clients, and frankly, from clients more broadly, where increasingly people want to be buying products and investing in companies that have a purpose over and above just earning money. And this isn't just esoteric. Countless studies show this. And in fact, in the report we put out, we have a number of interviews with people who have embraced this concept of business with impact, having a positive societal outcome, but explicitly using that to drive profits. And Paul Polman from Unilever, you know, quotes over 50% of consumers, you know, today that they've surveyed want to buy from brands that are more sustainable. And sustainable business activity could reach as much as $12 trillion by 2030. So these are huge growth drivers which companies can tap into, and again, driving financial performance as well as positive societal outcomes.
James Gifford is Senior Impact Investing Strategist for UBS Wealth Management. How do all these themes interact and overlap in James's view?
So it's interesting. We're seeing a real parallel between the development of the corporate sustainability movement and practices and investing as well, moving from more sustainable and responsible investing through to impact investing. So on the corporate side, you know, back in the 90s, it was, you know, largely a PR exercise, and then it moved more into risk management and more strategic philanthropy from the corporate side for shared value. Michael Porter recognizing that corporations need to serve more than just one stakeholder. But we're really moving now into a more proactive era of business with impact, where we are seeing businesses, leading businesses, recognizing that we have huge problems to address in the world, and business needs to be the core solution to that, and that with a really proactive approach to business with impact, firms can deliver both financial returns and positive social and environmental returns. We're seeing the same thing in investment. Originally, sustainable or socially responsible investment was about exclusions, and then it moved to more ESG integration, which was integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment processes for the purposes of managing risk. And now we're moving more into impact investing, where investors are seeking to mobilize capital to both deliver attractive returns and contribute positively to the problem society is facing.
To what extent can companies transition from the existing approach, mitigating operational and reputational risk, to a more active approach that puts sustainability at the heart of the company and treats that as a business opportunity rather than a challenge? James Gifford again.
The key to this transition is to recognise that corporate sustainability is not just about managing risks or local philanthropy, but it is about having a proactive approach towards helping solve the problems that society and the environment face. And the key issue or the key opportunity is that there is really strong evidence for why this can be positive for business. We're seeing millennials and women in particular driving this from the consumer side and also from the investor side. We're seeing pressures from investors, shareholders in public markets in particular doing shareholder engagement and activism. We're obviously seeing more regulation around emissions and treatment of workers and so on. So there's actually a very good business case for moving beyond the traditional corporate sustainability to really look for opportunities for those win-wins that we're seeing.
If we're talking about business with impact, are there issues around definitions? For example, what does sustainability actually mean for business? And is it still a hard sell for some? Stephen Friedman is head of sustainable investing, UBS Wealth Management Americas.
I think the notion that sustainability needs to be incorporated into important strategic decisions, that's a notion that increasingly is widespread. It doesn't mean that every company does this the best possible way, but it is a concept which corporations are familiar with, that increasingly investors are familiar with and are willing to engage on with companies, so providing that very important feedback loop. And so I think that here we have a number of years of evolution in that direction. But to your point about business with impact, that's in some sense almost the next step in the thinking, right? The sustainability ultimately is about being thoughtful about possible negative impacts that a company may have on various stakeholder groups. Whereas when you're taking it to this concept of business with impact, here you're actually looking to create a positive value for a broader set of stakeholders and making that a central part of the value creation proposition of companies. There's a concept that's very related to this that was popularized by Michael Porter from Harvard, which is the concept of shared value, basically the notion that companies can seek to be profitable for their shareholders with business models that at the same time generate value for other stakeholders. So I think that's a notion which is now evolving. I think the fact that the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals are a concept that is increasingly being embraced both by the investment community but also by the corporate community allows us to be a bit more focused on these goals as really ultimately deliverables that companies can try to fulfill through their activities beyond the narrow focus on shareholder value creation.
How does Mark Haefeli, UBS Wealth Management CIO, think that companies can best transition to put sustainability at the heart of their business?
Well, I think the first step that's key is mindset, and it's about shifting from thinking about how you minimize the negatives of impact, both environmental and social, in your business, to really accentuating the positive things that you can do to help the world and having a clear strategy about that you share with your customers and employees and get their buy-in.
Well, maybe tell us a bit about the challenges then, as well as that mindset shift. What are the sort of practical things that, I don't know, maybe some businesses or companies say are hindrances when it comes to pursuing this course of action?
Well, each business has their own challenges around the short-termism of corporate life, quarterly earnings, and that's one that firms talk about. But, you know, there's always small steps that they can begin to take and begin to kind of measure and showcase how that adds to performance across a variety of dimensions.
Mark Hafley. Still to come on the Bulletin with UBS, we'll look at how companies can overcome the challenges of this change in approach in order to seize the exciting opportunities in this space. What are the challenges of this new model that companies might encounter, as well as the opportunities? Here's James Gifford.
The challenges really center around short-termism. That's one of the really difficult issues. In corporations, there's a lot of short-term pressure, and this can be even worse in public corporations because shareholders in public companies often have short-term time horizons where they're turning over stocks, you know, in a number of months rather than years. And in this case, I think people can look towards family businesses, which are private, which often have decades-long time horizons for the way they think. And we can really learn from private companies on how to move from a short-term mindset to a long-term. Obviously, incentives is really important. We have to make sure that people are incentivized for the long-term and for delivering this more holistic attitude. So really those are the two of the key areas. It's also important that this is really top down and bottom up. I think what we see a lot of times is there is top level commitment, but then it can fade out at the mid levels of management because those incentives aren't in place and, you know, high level pronouncements aren't being implemented where it matters in the middle. But it also has to be bottom up. People have to have buy-in and recognize that having a positive approach to creating a business with impact is something that is great for everybody, including the workers and society.
For more on the opportunities here and on this theme of collaboration, let's cross back to Simon Smiles in Zurich. Maybe you can tell us a bit more about how these opportunities take shape going forward. And just to pick up on some of the watchwords from the report, I mean, collaboration, a collaborative approach, that was something that I kept reading about. I just wondered, how important is that? And do you think that firms out there are receptive to that kind of collaborative thinking, which is, again, at the heart of some of this?
In a word, yes. And we've seen that with respect to our impact investing initiatives. You know, a huge, really encouraging drive for partnership. Numerous firms wanting to work with us and our clients to drive to find great investments which also have a positive social impact. On the business with impact side, I mean, that was the comparison we were using. And there, I do think there is a lot of appetite. Again, we're not necessarily talking about businesses in exactly the same industry with exactly the same market, but businesses in different industries with different approaches working together to have positive societal outcomes while each of them also benefits from a financial perspective, I think is a huge opportunity. And this, of course, is against the backdrop of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, the 17 goals which the world has signed up to work towards by 2030, and the huge funding gap that those goals currently have. You know, in the order of $4.5 trillion a year of underfunding. Well, unless businesses, unless investors, unless governments all work together, we can't possibly achieve the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals.
Simon Smiles was discussing collaboration there, very much a watchword in the report. Does Mark Hafley think firms are receptive to the idea?
Well, I think that firms are going to have to become more open to collaborating with various stakeholders, particularly in the NGO space and various customer interests, to learn how they can serve their client base better.
And crossing back to you, James, James Gifford, can I ask, do you think firms will be receptive to this?
We're seeing more and more collaboration to solve these problems. And I think what we're seeing is NGOs are becoming more business-friendly and more pragmatic in the way they address these issues. So we're seeing NGOs and government institutions partnering with corporations, for example, in terms of iron folate tablets and deworming tablets in industrial enterprises in Bangladesh, partnering with international donors to get these interventions into the factories at scale. And it's a real win-win, and the factories can improve their productivity, the donors can have a more efficient distribution of those medical interventions through having access to large groups of workers in one go. And people are recognizing that, you know, we can't do this alone, we have to work together, and there are tremendous opportunities to work together.
And a last word this week to Mark Hafley, who speaks to the importance of seeing this as an enduring theme.
This is not a fad to think about the impact you're having and becoming more sustainable. We see a tremendous demand from our client base to find investments that not only have a positive investment return, but also a positive social return. And so for companies to compete for capital in the future and for customers, they're going to have to address these topics with increasing frequency.
And that's Mark Hafley bringing us to the end of this 156th edition of The Bulletin with UBS, setting the agenda in the fast-moving world of finance each week here on Monocle 24. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com or catch up via your preferred podcast platform. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.